We have a very special guest for you this morning. It's the president of Cook Aviation and our good friend Rex Hinkle. Rex, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, you've had a very busy day. You had a very busy yesterday, and you've got a very busy couple more days on the weekend coming up as you're celebrating a big birthday, and you've got a wonderful piece of machinery happening at the Monroe County Airport. Front page news today. Great photos, great everything. Tell us what's going on.
Great. Well, we are so excited. We are welcoming, as far as Cook Aviation and the EAA Chapter Local 650 here in Bloomington and also the Monroe County Airport. We have a 1929 Ford Trimotor aircraft. So it is a gorgeous airplane. This is like the 146th airplane that was built as far as the Trimotor. It was built August the 21st of 1929. It is a gorgeous airplane, and you have the opportunity to ride this particular aircraft. And we are so excited about having them here at the airport here in Bloomington.
Well, this is why we have you on, because you're an expert in the aviation field, and most of us just frankly are not. We usually just hope our bags fly free. We hope we don't get dragged. We hope we don't get dragged off kicking and screaming because we've been bumped or whatever it is. But number one, how does a plane from 1929 or the addition, and you just told us when it was built, how does that continue to fly? Where do you find parts? Who knows how to drive this thing? That's the fascinating part for me.
Well, you don't go down to the local Kmart or Walmart to get the parts.
No.
So don't think.
AutoZone's no not parts, helping you.
Yeah, parts would be available. Some of the parts they have to actually make. But there are parts for the engines and different things like that available. So it's amazing that this aircraft is it's a gorgeous, gorgeous airplane. And it went up two or three different times yesterday with lots of folks.
Yeah.
And looking forward to just riding a lot of people, and we got to make sure that the weather cooperates. That's for
well,
sure.
Well, I'm trying with that, because you want to be safe, obviously. But the good news is you can find some windows in it, and that's usually how it moves through here. Being at the airport, you know all about the weather. But looking at this Ford Trimotor, Trimotor means three motors, correct? Has the
technology? There are three engines.
Three engines,
correct.
Okay. And the technology from the even earliest days of airplane building, we've just gotten it more efficient, but this is a testament to man and creation and development, isn't it?
It's basically what you call stick and rudder, and also the ailerons are in there, and we have a pilot here that's taking care of it for us, and he is just a guy that's got so much information. He's been flying this airplane for years and years and years. So if the general public wants to come out and have a ride on the airplane, they're welcome to do that. It's $75 for a seat. If you come out to the Monroe County Airport, you can just come up and say, I'd like a ride on the airplane. If you want to do it in advance, if you call 1-877-952-5395, they can book a seat for you, and I imagine they can probably do that for the $70 ride for that, because you're advanced scheduling it. But come out to the airport, and we'd love to see everybody. And also, if you visit www.flytheford.org, that's another way to get plugged into what this airplane looks like. And so we have some Model A cars that are coming out today, some antique and classic automobiles, and we have a food vendor and lots of airplanes for people to come on and actually touch the airplane and look at them and talk to the pilot.
Now, was this an airplane back in the day that was used for as an airline, or was this just a private venture?
No, this was one of the first airliners, as far as quote-unquote airliners, and it holds about 10 to 11 people, depends whether the person's sitting in the co-pilot seat, and this was one of the very first passenger airplanes.
Outstanding, and again, the Herald Times did a great job today, front page news, great pictures as well, Chris Howell. Going with those, Chris, a buddy of mine there. When we see this airplane, when we see the Trimotors going, and you've had different planes, because it seems like every spring we have an antique something or the other coming in. Where does this rate on the scale?
Oh, this is right up there with the rest of them, that's for sure. We had the Barnstormers in last year.
Right.
And about two years before that, we had the B-17.
Was the B-17 the really loud one?
This one is not very loud. The B-17 is a little bit more noisier than what the Tri-Motor is, but it's just a gorgeous airplane. And I tell you, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for folks to come out to the airport and see the airplane and actually fly in it.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. And even if you don't want to take a ride in it, you've got stuff out there for people just to look at. Like you said, the Ford Model A's will be out there. You got food, the whole nine yards. You got is this birthday weekend, birthday party? How old is the Monroe County Airport now?
The airport, we're celebrating the 75th anniversary of the Monroe County Airport, and it's just been a great field. And of course, we have two runways, and we just look forward to everybody coming out to the airport and enjoying in the festivities.
And if you haven't been to the Monroe County Airport, it's 972 South Kirby Road. So just stick that in your phone GPS, and you'll get the directions out there for it. Flytheford.org. You can get your information there if you want to take a look before that. Now, kids get a different price than adults, Rex?
I think it's about the same price. They may be a little bit discounted for kids. I'm not sure. That's all going to be on flytheford.org.
All right, so everybody can get out and do that. Now, tell us when this is happening. We had a little bit of fun starting yesterday, and it goes throughout the rest of the weekend.
Right. It goes through Sunday, May the 21st, and it's from 9 in the morning till 6 p.m. in the evening. So everyone come out and support the Monroe County Airport.
All right, Rex, great job as always. We appreciate your time. And if folks want more information, heck, Rex was on last week with Jim Inman on the Bloomington Review. You can go back and listen to that show at WGCLradio.com. Fly the friendly skies, my friend. We love it. Thanks for your time this morning.
Okay, thanks so much, Mike. Have a great day.
Rex Hinkle, he's the president of Cook Aviation, checking in with us on a busy Friday morning. Again, HT did a great job of getting you the snaps of that. And as Keith told us yesterday, if you haven't been up in one of these, to see Bloomington or see Monroe County or see the area from the sky is pretty cool stuff, as the view from, 1,000 feet? That's cool. Cool stuff. And again, that's going on all weekend at the Monroe County Airport.